Chapter 6. Room for Mistakes. Ms. Betty had assembled her beavers for a briefing session well before dawn.
Yesterday you caused our Eiffel Tower to tumble again. Twice! How many more times will I have to repeat that discipline and attention to details are necessary? Just proceed step by step, 1, 2, 3, and focus, focus, focus. It's not too complicated, is it?
Tapping her flat tail on the floor and grinding her buck teeth, Ms. Betty looked fiercely at her beavers. They stared at the floor, avoiding eye contact. Frustrated at their lack of response, she went on.
There are 10 of you, and we are going to practice 10 times at least, so that I can observe and correct every one of you, one after the other. Now clean the area, count your bamboo sticks, and organize them neatly in order of use. I will be back in a moment. Any questions?
The beavers kept avoiding her eyes. Frustrated, Ms. Betty retreated to her lodge. The ringmaster, who had been awoken early by nightmares, caught up with her and told her,
"Well done, Ms. Betty. You gave them a good scolding. We are slipping, and it's time for more discipline here. Be strict with those kids. Be harsh if need be."
Giving her a pat on her tense shoulders, the ringmaster left. Even more upset now that her boss had remarked on their poor performance, she hunched at her desk and furiously sketched new building plans for the Eiffel Tower. There had to be something she had overlooked. Frowning with the stress, she ripped page after page out of her sketch pad. Tugging on her whiskers, she let out a sigh of frustration.
"Hello, Miss Betty,"
said the owl cheerfully as she flew into the beaver leader's office.
"It is still dark, but you are up already. How are things going?"
"Hello? Who are you?"
asked Ms. Betty, slightly surprised. The owl responded,
"I am a good listener with big eyes. I just heard you sigh, and I sense you are a bit tense. What pressure are you under?"
Ms. Betty barked a short laugh.
"Well, I spend all my time ensuring my team avoids mistakes, yet they don't improve. It's a nightmare,"
she blurted out, starting to grind her teeth again. She continued scribbling notes in her planner, albeit half-heartedly. Athena settled on a shelf near the beaver. In a calm, soothing voice, she asked,
"Miss Betty, what's your story? Or rather, what's the story you tell others?"
Distracted, Mrs. Betty muttered,
"My story? What's the story I tell others? I am a simple beaver from a creek in the wetlands near Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba Province, Canada. I am the oldest among my brothers and sisters. My father left us when I was 3 years old to forage at another dam with a younger female."
Sighing heavily, the beaver paused her scribbling. She set aside her planner and added,
"Things went from bad to worse then. Mom lost her energy. She started to neglect herself. I had to take care of her and of my brothers and sisters as well. I never had fun. Actually, I never had a childhood. The rest of my story is about directing the beaver's show here. So tiresome."
"Thanks for sharing, Miss Betty,"
said Athena warmly.
"Now, what's the story others tell about you?"
"The story others tell about me? Probably that I'm highly responsible, brave, diligent, attentive to details."
Reconsidering the question, Miss Betty sniffed and said,
"Some might say that I am entrenched in my routine, stubborn. Some animals look down on our show and make silly jokes about it. Yesterday, Chimp Z said, 'You little guys smoke some of your sticks before the show, or what?' And added that we should rename our show The Bamboo Curse."
"Thanks again, Miss Betty. Finally, what's the story you tell yourself about yourself?"
The beaver leader blinked. With all the stress of that early morning and memories of the past, she was on the verge of tears. She swallowed hard and whispered,
"I am telling myself that I am tired and I am at my wit's end. I obsess over mistakes and yet I can't get things right. I feel so alone."
Her voice breaking up with emotion, Ms. Betty managed to sob out,
"I have come to feel that I am not worthy of my role."
Then she cried profusely, her tears soaking all the sketched plans. After a long while, she stopped weeping. Calmer, she looked up at Athena. The owl said sympathetically,
"I am touched, by the strong feelings you let out. What are they all about?
Shaking her head despondently, Miss Betty said,
I don't love myself anymore.
You don't love yourself anymore? At all?
Athena exclaimed. The beaver leader startled and took a moment to reflect. Then she admitted,
Actually, that's not quite true.
Taking a deep breath, she added,
I love that I dared to take on a challenging job at the circus. I like that I am responsible for my team members, as a parent would be. I love that I never let go. But I also hate that I never let go. And I hate my fear of failure, my obsession with perfection.
Her frustration was mounting again.
And with all of that, I am stuck. I feel like I am in a prison.
Let's get you out,
Athena declared.
You said you play a parenting role with your beavers, didn't you?
Correct.
I also heard that you feel pity for yourself and blame others. Like a child would, if I may say. Is that accurate?
Pretty much.
The beaver confirmed, wondering where this was leading.
Now, if you put your adult hat on and look at the situation with all of your courage, is there anything you would want to change?
Excuse me? What do you mean by adult?
I mean, a mature animal who takes responsibility for her job scope and, when dealing with other adults, holds them accountable for their own job scope. In contrast, a parent grabs all of the responsibility, as you seem to be doing for your beavers, and a child avoids responsibility through many strategies, such as finding excuses, laying the blame on others, complaining, or indulging in self-pity.
I see. Then I just behaved as a child with you. And with my beavers, I mostly behave as a parent, and they behave as children in return. That's more and more uncomfortable, I realize, if I shift towards adult-to-adult relationships with them.
The beaver leader lapsed into a pensive mood once more. Then she announced with a new note of determination in her voice,
I first need to define what I have to do and what they have to do. Then I will let them know, so we can both clearly understand our responsibilities. After that, I will let go and see how far they can go.
Ms. Betty imagined a new situation for a moment and fretted.
But then they will make mistakes again. And the ringmaster just told me that we are slipping and that I should be harsh with them.
If your beavers make mistakes again, will we be back to square one?
Actually, no, because they will be accountable at that point, and they will feel that they have to improve. I won't need to be too harsh.
And what will you do then?
The beaver regained her tone of determination.
I'll groom them further by helping them find out by themselves how to correct their mistakes. I will explain that to the ringmaster. He may not like it, you know. He is in a bad mood more and more often, but it's the right thing to do.
Athena watched Ms. Betty scribble down some notes and asked helpfully,
Is there anything that could possibly hold your beavers back from engaging with you as adult to adult?
The beaver paused.
Yes, the fear of mistakes that they all adopted from me. I must tell them that we'll take mistakes as lessons with no punishment.
About that idea of yours, may I share some memories of conversations with highly successful animals?
Certainly,
Ms. Beaver said, her eyes brightening.
I noticed that they all indulge in speaking about the innumerable mistakes they have made. They almost boast about it at times. Their experience is that before you become very successful at doing something difficult, you must try so many times, and you will inevitably fail a lot, therefore you learn a lot. There's no shortcut. They all say that failure is the best way to learn, and that a team where the fear of mistakes prevails doesn't achieve anything great. How does that sound?
The owl looked at Ms. Betty inquiringly.
Convincing. I'm just thinking that we may need help from others. We should get some altitude in our construction work, and we are not naturally good at that, grounded as we are. The suit could help. I'll put my pride aside and ask him today.
She added with a firm nod.
Hey, such decisiveness in your tone.
The owl noted in appreciation.
And isn't your willingness to put your pride aside a sign of growing self-confidence?
Hopefully.
The beaver lit up in a smile.
I'd like to suggest two ideas to you, if that's okay.
For sure.
The first is to write down 100 things you love or are proud of about yourself.
Suggested Athena, glancing at Ms. Betty's well-used planner.
100!
Exclaimed Ms. Betty in disbelief.
You must be joking. How on earth could that be possible?
You'll know it after you do it. And I absolutely trust you can. Start by writing down just 20 a day.
The owl assured her. Ms. Betty slowly nodded.
Okay, then.
And the second idea is that you make time every day to enjoy your life. Simply do something you love to do. Book half an hour a day just for you.
Ms. Betty looked surprised at the suggestion. Catching her expression, the owl added,
Yes, I insist. That time for fun will help you keep fresh and energized, at your best at work, and force you to let go as you decided to. How do you feel about that?
For the first time in years, Ms. Betty smiled candidly from ear to ear.
I haven't felt this good since I left my creek in Manitoba.
I am happy to hear that. Just before you go back to your team, may I ask you one last question?
Sure.
Ms. Betty said, sounding relaxed.
What could become your very best contribution to the whole circus, besides your improved show?
Still smiling, Ms. Betty realized that the thought of helping the whole circus didn't send her into a frenzy of stress. Rather, her newly found positivity led her to burst with ideas on how she could help other animals.
I believe the best I can do is serve the others with my strengths, diligence, and attention to details. I can help other animal groups to refine their appearance and maybe even some parts of their routines.
She trailed off, her mind brimming with myriad ways to improve the circus.
That'll be great for the circus and its performers.
Athena told her warmly, deciding to leave Ms. Betty to her fresh resolutions.
I wish you the best as you let go of your fear, see mistakes as sources of growth, empower others, and keep time for relaxation. Now I've got to go. Cheers!
With that, Athena flew off with a wave of her wing.
Cheers! And thanks again,
waved Miss Betty. In high spirits, Miss Betty walked briskly back to her beavers. She was stunned by the low energy she sensed as they labored silently with the bamboo sticks like she had instructed. She took a deep breath and started,
Hello, guys, again. As I told you, we are going to practice 10 times in a row today. But I will not observe each one of you, one after the other. I have decided to try something different instead. You will practice all by yourselves, and if you are stuck, simply come and get me. I'll then help you resolve the problem. To keep this new way exciting, we'll measure the tower height you reach before you get stuck each time. I'm sure you'll improve quickly. If you don't worry. It simply means we have a new lesson to learn.
She smiled at them encouragingly. The beavers looked at Miss Betty in utter disbelief. Never in all the years she had led the performance had she not been present to check on and lecture them about every tiny detail while they practiced. Undisturbed by their lack of response, she persisted.
You guys look surprised by the change. I understand that, of course. I need to tell you why I changed my mind. I realized that we won't improve if we keep repeating the same approach again and again. And you won't grow your skills either. So I want to experiment with letting you guys go at it all by yourselves, without fearing mistakes or punishment, so that you can take responsibility and learn faster. All right, guys?
Ms. Betty observed that her beavers were relaxing slightly, and the oldest one spoke up.
Mom, this is so new. Without you around, we will fail even quicker at building the towers.
Miss Betty clucked her tongue in a motherly manner.
No worries. The earlier you fail, the earlier you learn, the sooner you improve and enjoy. Ready, guys? Steady? Go!
She shooed them off to work, smiling encouragingly again, and then left the site. As Miss Betty walked away, the suit discreetly perched himself up on a pillar and started to observe the beavers below. The first rays of the morning sun were piercing through the tent.